Is there anything you wish you could have been there for or wish you could have redone?
I think growing up with my grandmother, I would always think about, you know, because she was getting older. And I would always think about, oh my goodness, I was so close to her. And I would think, what's going to happen when she's no longer with me? You know, and years went by and she started getting older. She was still living in her apartment. And there was one time when she got very ill. And she was in the hospital. And that was the toughest time, I think, of my life. Because I didn't think she was going to make it. And but she came out of it. She was in a coma for 3 months. And the doctors, before they operated her, she had an aneurysm in her head, and they had to operate her. And she was in her 80s. And I remember the doctors telling my folks that because of her age, they didn't think that she was going to make it. And that was really tough. I remember when they were going to do the surgery, and I was with your dad. We were only dating at the time, and he was at the hospital with me. And as before they took my grandmother for surgery, they asked if anybody wanted to pray, and your dad, he said, that he would pray, and so he prayed with the doctor as well, and over, you know, the whole situation. And she was in the operating room for quite some time. When she came out, you know, the doctor said that everything went well, that she made it through the surgery, but now we just had to wait. And like I said, she was in a coma for 3 months. During that whole 3 months, the doctors did not think she was gonna come out of it. And they told us that if she did come out of it, she was gonna be like a vegetable, that she was not gonna be able to talk, she was not gonna be able to walk. But we didn't give up. We kept praying for her. And I remember one time we'd go to the hospital every day. My mom was there every day, all day at the hospital. And I would go after work to relieve my mom so she can go home, grab something to eat, and come back to the hospital. And then we both leave like about 10 o'clock at night. And we would go home, and that went on for those whole 3 months. Then I remember it was one Saturday. I would go early in the morning to let my mom sleep in. And I would drive to the hospital and go see my grandmother. And there was this one time I went, and I said good morning to her. I would play music for her. You know, I put those little headphones on for her so she could listen to music. But before I even did that, I just went in, I gave her a kiss. And I was surprised when I saw her open her eye, just one eye, like just halfway. I don't know if you can even picture that, you know, like she was like kind of peeking. That's what it seemed like. And she tried to lift her head off the pillow, and her little lips were puckered like she wanted to kiss me. And I tried to go, you know, reach her and give her a kiss. And I'm like, oh my goodness. You're waking up. You're waking. I was just so happy, and I told her I'll be right back. I'll be right back. And I went and I called my mom, and I told her you gotta come to the hospital right now. Grandma's waking up. So before she came, she called everybody. Everybody was at the hospital by that night. All of my cousins and my siblings and everybody was there. They went to see her, you know, and my grandmother, she did walk again. She did talk again, you know, and everything the doctors thought that she was not going to be able to do, my grandmother did again. And she lived like for another 2 or 3 years after that surgery. And my mom actually went to live back to live with my grandmother at her apartment. Both my parents, they went to live with her and they took care of her. But then my mom, I think it was for about a whole year, my mom went, and my dad, they went to live with her, and they decided, you know, it was time to come back home. So, excuse me, now we were living with, my grandmother was living with us. We made one of the rooms, which was the girls' room, we gave it up for my grandmother. Mm-hmm.
So did all six of you guys have to sleep in that one room?
No, because now it was a 3-bedroom house. My parents had their room, and only my 3 sisters and 1 brother were now. There was only 4 of us living there because 2 of them had already been
married.
They were gone already. So we shared one room, and my grandmother took one room, and we had her hospital bed there. And, you know, she was fine, but then, like, after, like, a 3rd year after her surgery, she got ill again. And by this time, you know, the doctor said that when she got ill, there was nothing more they can do for her. So, you know, they brought her back home, and she stayed at home with us until the day that she passed. And I remember that day before she passed. I remember going to say goodbye to her before I went to work. And it was really hard because I knew that I could see that she was suffering, you know. And I didn't want her to go through that anymore. So, on my way to work, I remember praying, and I just said that if God felt that she was just going to keep suffering, that it was probably best that he take her home with him, you know. And later on that day at work, I got a call saying that I had to come home because they told me my grandmother was very ill and they didn't think she was going to make it through the day. So I got really nervous and I felt like, okay, I'm not going to be able to drive because I was already crying and it was just too difficult for me. So I waited for my dad and my uncle to come and pick me up so that one of them can take my car. But by the time I got just to the driveway, my older sister was there, and she met me there as I got off the car, and she told me that my grandmother had already passed away. So I guess that's the only thing I wish that I could have not missed, was to say goodbye to my grandmother.
Made me cry.
You know, but I know she's in a better place now, and I miss her, but she gave me a lot of happy moments and a lot of memories.